I'm violinist Simone Porter, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Bela Fleck, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Bela. Happy Thursday, Kids Commuters. That is the one and only Bela Fleck performing our Kids Commute theme, Banjo Week. Welcome back, Bela.
Yay.
Carrying on. Now, yesterday, Bela, we talked a lot about your large-scale orchestral music and tackling that big thing. But there is one of those in particular I would love to ask you about.
Sure.
The Juno Concerto.
Juno is my son.
Yes.
Right. So I've been writing pieces for Juno ever since he was born. Now I have to write some pieces for Theo. I've got one. We have a new child, 1 year old. So Theo, I've got one I'm working on for him. But I've got a couple of pieces for Juno and the big concerto. And it's a fun thing to do, is to write thinking about somebody. And I always thought it was a neat name. I thought Juno was a neat name. It was a neat name for a concerto. So there you go.
Now, I'm curious, though, as you're thinking about your son and then you're thinking about music at the same time, so especially for kids who are wondering, how do their parents think about them? You know what I mean?
Right.
What kind of Juno, how did Juno make it into the concerto?
Okay, well, Juno was my first child, you know, so when Juno came, my life changed in a lot of different ways. All of a sudden, I wasn't traveling as much. I was home a lot more, and I was up at all periods of the night, you know, taking care of him, and it was just such a big life change. And I was looking for things to work on that I could work on that would be exciting musically that wouldn't involve me traveling. And so that's where this idea of writing a second banjo concerto came up. I thought I'd really like to do that. So part of why I named it Juno was because it was the sea change of life. It was like before and after you have a kid are such different, and you kids won't understand that for some time, but you guys have a big impact on us grown-ups, and especially your parents. So it was a whole new world for me, a new life. And so Juno was, and then, you know, all the playful, fun things you can do with music and exploring, like I was trying to do, mirrored some of the things I was seeing happening with him as a baby.
Oh, that's so cool. And we'll be hearing some of the Juno Concerto tomorrow. But today, I thought it would be cool to hear you in kind of poetry mode, as you talked about with Tchaikovsky. We'll hear some Chopin today. Mm-hmm. A beautiful mazurka. Can you tell us about this one?
Yeah, Chopin just has always knocked me out. I just find it so beautiful. And again, he writes pretty busy, you know, which I guess relates to my banjo nature, which is a busy instrument. And he can do so many things that the banjo can't do. One banjo can't do what a piano can do. There are, you know, segments I can get at for a moment, you know, but just the range of the piano and the different hands and the things you can do. So in order to record this piece, I needed a partner to get all the notes, or even get most of the notes. And luckily, I was able to get one of the greatest guitar players in the world, John Williams, who I'd been a big fan of. Every time I heard him play, I was just stunned by how perfectly he could play. And banjo is also, think about this for a moment, it's kind of a percussion instrument as well as being a melodic instrument. And even though I'm playing with finger picks and I'm plucking the strings, the banjo is a very rhythmic instrument and needs to be played with a lot of precision. So I wanted a partner to play this music with that would play with that kind of precision and a beautiful singing sound and would be willing to play basically the left hand. So as you listen to this, piano is two hands. You know, you have the right hand and the left hand. Usually the right hand plays the melody stuff and the left hand does the chords, just very roughly. That's what happens. So in this case, I got to be the melody, the right hand, and John got to be the left hand.
Here is Mazurka No. 4 by Frédéric Chopin. Bela Fleck is playing banjo, accompanied by John Williams playing guitar. Thank you. That was the marvelous superstar Béla Fleck performing an elegant mazurka by Polish composer Frédéric Chopin, joined by the brilliant guitarist John Williams. Chopin's was originally written for the piano. Béla performed it for us with his banjo and, of course, John on his guitar. Now, tomorrow, we'll hear some of the music that Béla Fleck wrote for Little Juno. So we have that to look forward to. Now, kids commuters, let's ask you our weekly Quizlet question one more time. We'll give you your last hint for the week. If you get the answer right, we'll give you an on-air shout-out, send you a little prize in the mail, and enter your name to win our monthly grand prize from GoGo Squeeze. As a reminder, here's our question. In what continent was the banjo invented? Here is your last hint. This continent contains the largest hot desert in the world, the Sahara Desert, at 3.552 million square miles. That's a lot of desert. Where is that? If you know, let us know. Send us a text message with the answer, your name and address, to area code 231-237-7482. Good luck. We'll tell y'all the answer tomorrow. Here's a couple of people who already knew the answer. Andrew and Catherine in Interlaken. Great job, Quizlet Aces. We'd also like to welcome a couple of brand new Quizlet Aces who got this question right this week. Thank you and welcome, Zoe and Jonas in Memphis, Tennessee. Good job. Join in, everybody. Send your answer to 231-237-7482. By the way, if you want to show some Kids Commute pride, we have a brand new thing for you at our website, kidscommute.org. There is an Interlaken Public Radio store with Kids Commute gear, shirts, and all kinds of fun stuff, and you can find that at our website. Okay, that's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. You are fantastic. Have a wonderful day.
Interlaken Public Radio.